Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Data versus Information. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Science in Finance in the Data Science Fundamentals for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the critical differences between data and information, as well as examples of data types that are particularly relevant in the finance sector. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between data and information and recognize their roles in effective decision-making. Main content differences between data and information. To understand the importance of data and information, we first need to define each term clearly. Data refers to raw facts and figures without context. It can be anything from numbers, text, images, or even sounds, which on their own do not convey meaning. For instance, the number 100 is merely a figure until we provide context, such as 100 sales or $100. On the other hand, information is data that has been processed, structured, or presented in a context that makes it meaningful. Using our previous example, saying we made 100 sales this quarter transforms the raw data into actionable information. Information helps in making informed decisions by providing insights into trends, patterns, or performance. In finance, the distinction between data and information is crucial. For instance, a bank might collect data on customer transactions, but without analyzing and interpreting that data, they cannot derive useful insights to enhance customer service or identify potential fraud. Examples of data types relevant in finance. In the finance sector, various types of data play significant roles in shaping decisions and strategies. Here are a few examples. Transactional data. This type includes records of financial transactions made by individuals or businesses. For example, a user's credit card transaction history provides raw data points on spending habits. When aggregated and analyzed, this data can reveal trends about consumer behavior, spending thresholds, and even help in forecasting future spending. Market data. This encompasses information about market prices, trading volumes, and historical performance of financial instruments such as stocks, bonds, and commodities. For example, the price fluctuations of a stock over time can provide insights into market sentiment and investment opportunities. When analyzed, market data becomes essential for traders making decisions based on price trends. Customer data. This includes demographic information, customer preferences, and engagement metrics. For instance, a financial institution might analyze the demographic data of its customers to tailor its products and services better. When this raw data is transformed into insights, it can help in designing targeted marketing campaigns or improving customer service. Economic indicators. These are statistical data that provide insights into the overall state of the economy. Examples include GDP growth rates, unemployment rates, and inflation rates. Financial analysts use this information to assess economic conditions and make investment recommendations. For instance, if inflation rates are rising, it may signal that interest rates will also increase, prompting investors to adjust their portfolios. Risk data. This involves information related to the potential risks associated with investments or financial decisions. Risk data can include credit scores, market volatility indexes, and other metrics that help assess the likelihood of default or loss. Understanding risk data enables finance professionals to make informed decisions that mitigate potential losses. Performance data. This type of data includes metrics that evaluate how well investments are performing over time. For example, return on investment, ROI, calculations, profit margins, and expense ratios offer insights into the effectiveness of financial strategies. By analyzing performance data, finance developers can identify areas for improvement and optimize investment strategies. Understanding these data types and their transformation into information enables finance professionals to make strategic decisions that can lead to improved financial performance and customer satisfaction. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential differences between data and information and examined examples of data types relevant to the finance sector. By distinguishing between raw data and meaningful information, You will be better equipped to analyze situations and make informed decisions in your career. Recognizing the value of information derived from data empowers you, as a finance developer, to contribute effectively to your organization's goals. Reflection questions: how can you apply the distinction between data and information in your current or future role within finance? Reflect on a situation where you used data to make a decision. What information did you derive from that data? Why do you think understanding data types is crucial for professionals in the finance industry?